Welcome to our worship of God on this Sunday morning as we gather to have survived that time change once again. Normally, no big deal, but Back Bay Mission Trip got in at about 7:15 last night, about 4 hours later than normal, and then the time change, I got home to go home, eat a taco, and go to bed. So welcome to you all. I saw several of the mission trippers here, so they're used to waking up early and doing something, so they made it to worship and it was good, and I'll share more about our week away during the sermon, but it's always good to come back home and to worship. Those of you who were here last Sunday, hopefully it was okay to see Pastor Eric preach by video, so hopefully that went well. Highlight some announcements. Certainly on page 5 in the congregational meeting scheduled for April 10th, the letter and an email went out to members and friends of the congregation in the calling aspect of Ryan Volkman. So we prepare for that weekend, the 9th and the 10th. Hopefully you have that on your calendar. Today is the final day to place your order for Easter flowers, either by signing up on the bulletin board, or you can leave a message or email the office, and that will be taken care of tomorrow. We are in Lent. We did not have a Wednesday evening service last week because the person leading that was in Biloxi, but he's back, so we will have that Lenten service this Wednesday, 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. And then on Thursday, we have the senior luncheon at 11:30 in the chapel. The Lenten season Jesse tree is sitting in the hallway outside the offices with all those tags on it. We borrowed that idea from Christmas Cheer, by the way, and so you can read about that in your bulletin. Next Sunday, St. John's is scheduled to lead the worship service and provide the meal at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. And there are five of us that are going. Anybody that wants to join, let me know. We will leave from the church around 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon and go down to TGRM. We have an announcement from the Fellowship Committee.
Good morning. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, I would like to take this time to invite you and to remind you of the upcoming game night. It's on Saturday, March 26th. Games will start at 6:30. This is a very informal night of fun, so please bring any board games you like to play, Scrabble, Monopoly, maybe Twister, I'm not sure, Dutch Blitz, cards, whatever it might be. This is open for everybody, so kids of all ages, so children can come, we can set up tables, they can play games. However, there will not be dedicated child care, so please make note of that. Drinks will be provided. We're going to have a table set up so we can throw some snacks out there because, you know, playing games does maybe work up an appetite. And if you don't want to play the game, you can certainly come watch, because I'm sure that what you see on a Sunday morning might be a little different when you get involved in gaming, playing games. We might see some true colors of our fellow family members. Might be kind of fun. So Saturday, March 26th, 6:30 in the Fellowship Hall. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. How many have heard of the ridiculous game called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza? 1, 2. Did I say it was a ridiculous game? Somehow my son came across it. We played it at home. I cannot do it. I can't think and move at the same time. So we played it last week, and I felt much better because I was joined by two other seniors that they couldn't do the thinking in motion. But come, I'm sure that will be one game that will be at the table, and anybody can play. You just can't win. We are blessed to have Cecily Roars with us this morning. I told her I would make sure the mic is on because it wasn't, and now you're set to go.
Thank you. And actually, I'll do my little gig and run down the street to St. Martin's, where my adult Sunday school class is just waiting. But I want to tell you, this morning's service was dynamite. I don't get very teary over anything. I just play the tough cookie role. The tough cookie crumbled this morning. you're in a good place. I am here because I like to come to St. John's, and I like it when they give me a microphone. I end up in a lot of churches in the community over the year, and last week I had actually two Mennonite audiences. But one reason I like to come here, you listen very well, but the part I like even better is that you do. I like the do part. I am here this morning representing the Friendship House, just up the street, a very modest homeless shelter. And this June, how many years do you think we will have been open this June? 20 this June. And if you have listened as I chatter away, you know that we had one kind of a downfall up there. We had trouble getting and keeping a house mom because
the neighbors.
The neighbors were a problem. The house mom's room, in addition to the neighbor problem, the house mom's room and her bath are on the second floor. It's an old house, and the stairs are steep. So I would have retirees with good hearts say, I'd like to be your house mom. And they looked at those steps, and they said, nah, a couple times a day, it's not going to happen. So we put our heads together and said, let's put on an addition so the house mom could be on the first floor. So this church listened, provided some bucks, and a mission team. They spent an entire week down on the corner putting on the addition, and we are in it. And we have a resident right now, a 60-plus lady, who is there just hoping to be able to save enough money that she could get her own place and live on her own. Now, that will be able to happen because your Gloria Lauber, I saw her this morning, but she's missing from my eyesight right now. Gloria keeps track of their money. So regardless of where the money might come from, we keep it. They have pocket money. Everybody gets an allowance, but then we keep it so that when they are ready to go, they've got enough money for their first month's rent, deposits, and all of those sorts of things. So it has worked very well in our 20 years, and it works because of you guys. Right now, the addition is up, so what I'm here frisking your pockets for this morning is money that we might keep providing. We do everything for them. We do their food, their needs. Of course, we're always doing detergent, blah, 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 utilities. And as you might know, prices are going up. So if you dig a little deeper, we are off and rolling, grateful always for your support for the Friendship House down the street. Thank you.
Thank you, Cecily. Cecily gave me something to ponder in her visiting this morning, that the next time the pastor goes on vacation, you don't have a substitute come in or the second pastor preach, but we challenge everybody to go to another church in the community and worship there for that Sunday and then come back. But Cecily has been blessed by going to other churches in the area, and so that's a thought. Or whether I'm preaching or not, just to visit other churches and see how they worship and enjoy that experience too, because we're all part of the community of faith together. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
Thank you.
Our opening scripture this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 13. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you a covenant for the people to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come up from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the region of Swan. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. Let's pray. God of Isaiah, you are our God too. You spoke to the prophets, but your message did not end with them. There's still work to be done. We are not only called to do God's work, we are well equipped by the very one who has called us. Our faithful God strengthens us for the task and has already given us the support we need through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This morning we have two opening songs. First, number 65, The Wonder of It All, and it will transition right into 66, To God Be the Glory. If you are able, please rise and sing.
The wonder of wonders that thrill.
update to the concerns listed in the back of the bulletin. In last Sunday's bulletin, I had put the note in there, even though I was out of the office down in Biloxi, you could contact me by phone or text, and nobody did, except one person, and that was Kurt Spotts, who kept us up to date all week long on what was happening with his wife, Paulette. And the bulletin is correct that the biopsy did come back, and there was no cancer in the biopsy of the lung. But they did further bone biopsy, and there is cancer in the bone for Paulette, so they are dealing with that. They've also had, Paulette's had some heart issues and blood pressure issues, and so a pacemaker was inserted at the end of this last week, and she's recovering from that process, and they are grateful for our prayers and continue to trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Oh, the great and mighty things you have done, O God. The greatness of gathering us together. Each person here, their heart moved by your Spirit to worship. The greatness of creation, the numbering of each of the hours of our daily lives. Lord, as we sung those songs, those hymns this morning, I'm mindful of the image that closed my day. And driving the church bus east on 24 with the setting sun captured in the rear window of the bus. And just that streaming light coming through, reminding us, reminding me, that you begin on our days and you end our days. So we're thankful for your presence. We're thankful for the light that you shine in our lives through Jesus Christ, the true light of the world. And as Jesus has brought light to our world, he calls us to be the light of the world as well, to shine your light and your love through our words and our actions through our daily lives. And Lord, help us to worship you this day, that we might be filled with your glory and your love and your light, that we will truly be examples and lights to others. We thank you for the blessing of being the church. We thank you for the blessing of being involved in the ministry of the Friendship House. We continue to pray for your strength and your wisdom and your sustaining hand upon Cecily in the many ways that she serves the local communities and the people that are in need of your healing hand, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. Lord, we pray that as we worship this day, we would open ourselves up to the reading of the Word. Your word that reveals how you want us to worship you and how you want us to be your disciples. Lord, help us to take it into heart, to live for you and keep you at the center and the focus of our very being. Lord, we pray for our world, your creation, created good, and yet there is fallenness. So there is war and there is violence, there is disunity, there's discord. There's harm, there's pain, there's suffering. Lord, we pray for your healing. Lord, as I taught the confirmands this morning, when Malachi, the final prophet of the Old Testament, finished his life, the Jews waited 430 years or so for the coming birth of your Messiah, of our Messiah, Jesus the Christ. And Lord, we continue to remain in great patience and waiting for the second promised coming of Jesus. So Lord, as we wait for the healing of your world, it's with faithfulness we bow before you. It's with faithfulness that we pray. It's with faithfulness that we try to make a difference and shape the world in where you place us and our ways that you move our hearts to move the hearts of others. We pray your blessing upon the concerns lifted up this morning for Beverly and Dan, for Scott and Paulette, for Leah and for Jody and for Tracy. Lord, we pray that each situation they're going through, we pray for your peace to be upon their hearts and minds. We pray for your healing powers. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for your faithfulness. And Lord, as a congregation, hear us as we pray together. The prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is taken from chapters 6 and 7 of Matthew. We'll not be reading all of that, thankfully, but we will be doing selected verses from those chapters. We begin at Matthew 6, verses 19 and 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Then verses 28 to 34. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. We move into chapter 7 then, verses 1 to 5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of dust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. These are God's holy words.
And if we have children, and Jude, I see you at the back. I am so grateful you're here again. He was here this morning. I'm going to come up here this time because I think this is a good demonstration that even the grown-ups will benefit from. Just on the floor is perfect. Thank you so much for your muscle. Okay. Good morning. How are you? Would you like to sit right here on the floor for me, please? And we're going to go from big to little again when it's your turn, okay? Okay. We've got some little ones, we got some bigger ones, we got great big ones in the back here, all right? Worry, worry, worry. I know we as grown-ups worry. And Jude, I asked him this morning, does he ever worry? And he said, yeah. He says sometimes he worries about those state tests that they give in the school system. I'm sure some kids worry about being by themselves in the dark. I'm sure some kids worry about maybe making a certain team that they try out for. Maybe they worry about some kid at school picking on them, but we all worry. So I'm going to do a little demonstration here with my good assistant, and I'm going to show you what worry does in our life. So I have this raw egg here, and when life is good, it's kind of like we kind of roll around and we're happy and content. We don't have a problem until we start to worry. Okay, Jude. So I'm going to take my egg, and I'm going to sit on this little stand here, and I'm going to make sure it's nice and steady, and we're going to start our worrying. Okay, let's say I walk outside, and all of a sudden, the sky is really dark and gray, and I think, oh no, it's going to rain, and I didn't bring my umbrella. What am I going to do? That is a worry. And then I say, oh no. I don't have an umbrella. My clothes are going to get wet. I'm going to get cold. No fun. Worry. Come on here. Oh, come on, Mr. Egg. He cooperated more this morning, didn't he? Then I say, oh no, what if it starts to thunder and lightning? Another worry in my life. What if I get my new tennis shoes all muddy? Oh, Mom's gonna be really mad at me. What if I track my muddy shoes across her kitchen floor? I know she's really gonna be upset with that. And Mom is upset. Okay, I'm gonna hand these back to Jude. All these worries keep mounting up and mounting up and mounting up. And all of a sudden, thank you, our life, I'm gonna be careful because Dean, I have a little spot here you gotta clean up from this morning. All of a sudden, our life is a big mess. We're broken, we're not going well, and it takes all the energy out of our life. That's what worry does to us. But what does the Bible say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So let's see what happens when we seek the Lord. I have a bottle here. This bottle represents your life. And again, this represents you, your egg. Now, we have worries and problems all around our life. But when we put God in the very center of our life, I want you to watch what happens. Sometimes God doesn't always go in our timing. He goes in his own timing. Oh, did my light go out? Ah, we're going to do this again. No, we're not. In my bag over there, there's another egg. Because it does work. Well, you know, I've done this probably 5 times at home. We're good. I don't want to get messy. I've done this 5 times at home, and it worked every time. Yeah. What happens is that when that paper caps let, it sucks that egg right down into the glass jar every time, but this time. So what this tells us is if we seek God and we put God in the center of our lives, we really don't have to worry. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, sometimes we worry. Sometimes we worry, and, you know, sometimes I think that implies we don't think you're big enough. We don't think you're powerful enough. We don't think you're caring enough. We don't think you're loving enough. But we know that's not true. Help us all to put you in the center of our lives and cast our worries on you. Thank you, Lord, for all you do. Amen. Thank you, Jude, again.